This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And we're going to be talking about the Corona Panic. We're going to be sharing some news and information with you. We try to stay on top of it. I think we are one of the few broadcasters that is almost nonstop Corona Panic. And I'd like to ask you to do your fellow classmates a favor. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for your fellow classmates. And the favor I'd like you to consider doing for them is if you wouldn't mind calling in and letting us know what other broadcasters are saying about the Corona Panic, as I call it. Are they still saying it's a hoax, a fraud, a deception? Is it designed to distract you? Is it, in their words, BS? What are they saying? And the reason I'm asking is because I don't know if they know what others are saying, because I do not listen to the radio. I don't. I do my own research. Okay, I really don't have much value assigned to what others are saying. I don't want to listen to it from me. I want to read it. I want to read it from sources that I believe I can trust. So my question for you is, what are others saying? And you can name their names. I don't want you to be disparaging in any way. I'd like you, if you decide that you want to call in and share with us what they are saying, I'd like you to paraphrase it. And I'd like you to be very brief about what the message that you got from them is. You don't have to name their names if you don't want to. You may if you want to, as long as it's factual and accurate. The reason I'm asking this is I believe, I can't prove this, but I have this feeling that there's a lot of bad information out there. So, if you decide that you'd like to call in, if you're an instructor or if you're a student, please consider calling in and sharing with your fellow classmates and me what you have heard, and maybe if you believe it or not. The number to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. With us today, live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
I am pretty frosted. I am.
Yeah.
The reason I'm frosted, well, actually, there are many reasons. Because people have let me down. People at one time I thought I could trust, I cannot trust. People whom I thought, you know, would be assets here when this happened at the farm or any location where we might be. And now I see so many people. Not all, but many. As liabilities. Now, I do not include you in a liability column. I would consider you an asset. As a matter of fact, Gwyneth, I don't think you and I have disagreed on anything as long as we have known each other. And we've never met. But I believe you're the youngest of the instructors. And I believe that your head is on absolutely straight, proper, and it's connected. And you see things the same way that I do. But not everybody does. And that's okay. But if they don't see things pretty much the way I see them, they're not welcome to be in my company. And, you know, am I saying, hey, if you don't play ball the way I want you to, I'm going to take my ball and go home? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I don't want to play with people who are harmful to us. I am not willing to do it. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you there. This whole coronavirus thing is absolutely crazy. It is a genuine disease, okay? It is killing a lot of people. It is going to kill a lot of people. But the worst thing about it is the way that it is being played up by people who think they run the show, okay? Now, what is happening, as far as I can see, is that it is getting used to impose every sort of tyranny that you could possibly imagine, okay? So, for example, I've sent you some video clips about what the coronavirus is doing here in Australia, and it's pretty astounding. What the news here in Australia is reporting is going on. There are lines around the block outside social security offices up and down the block. And we have an organization in this country called Centrelink. It means social security. So if you hear Australians talking about Centrelink, they mean social security. There are so many people that have been put out of work by our Prime Minister on Saturday making a speech. This is Scott Morrison, made a speech on Saturday, and he basically put the noose around Australia's neck on Saturday and started pulling, okay, figuratively. But by the time Sunday and Monday came around, I've had estimates. There seems to be a pretty consistent figure, anecdotally coming out on the internet, that 1 million people, 1 million Australians lost their jobs as a result of that speech that the Prime Minister made, okay, saying that he was going to put down, you know, something that was a Freudian slip. He was going to put the country down, like he'd put down a sick dog. That is, that's pretty well it. You know, that is his answer to coronavirus in Australia, is to shut the whole country down. Since that time, he has progressively been tightening the noose one notch at a time. Okay? So he will come on the news and have a public speech once every couple of days. And every couple of days what he's doing is he's tightening the noose a notch or two. And he is strangling this country. And, you know, I sent you a video earlier. I'll post it on my Facebook page tomorrow. There were lines going around the block with people lining up outside our social security to apply for unemployment benefits, and they were people who never thought they would be on unemployment benefits. Isn't that right, Vincent?
Yes, it is right.
That's just absolutely amazing. There were so many people applying for unemployment benefits on Monday here in Australia that they crashed the website, the government website for unemployment benefits here in Australia. And, you know, oh, my gosh. So, you know, and earlier today I got a text message from the government because I had to resort to going on unemployment benefits here in Australia because even before this thing hit, the country was not doing well. Locally here we have around about, I mean, anecdotally, I haven't got any government statistics to back this up, but I would say anecdotally we have we had about a 25% unemployment rate around here. So, and the municipality is just going absolutely crazy, but that's another story. And I've sent Vincent details of that as well. And, I'm not quite sure how much information I should give out there. But let's just say it's most beneficial for certain people in the municipality if I'm allowed to be about in the universe and, you know, if they don't give me so much of a bad time, you know. And then, you know, they've just really been harassing me. No end on that end, but that is aside from the coronavirus. That's just what they've been doing. They can't see that all of this tyranny is now imploding in on itself. Okay, so the municipal tyranny is imploding in on itself. They can't even see that probably within a month. There will be no municipal governments here in Australia, at least not here locally, maybe nationwide. There will be no courts here in Australia, I anticipate, in a month's time. This is just my gut feeling. It would not surprise me whatsoever if there were no municipal government workers here in Australia in a month's time. That wouldn't surprise me at all. And it's just really descending into that degree of chaos. And they're doing it to themselves. They're absolutely doing it to themselves. And the only thing that I can think of to describe it is that they're going into a panicked state of mind and they are figuratively cutting their own throat. That is the only metaphor that I can use to describe what they are doing to themselves. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. Let me share something with you, Gwyneth. So there are 50 states in the United States of America, and one of them has advised those residents in that state to be locked down. They locked down this state. And how many people are locked down? Well, 967,000. Almost 1 million people are locked down in this state. Now, what state is that? That's known as the first state. That would be Delaware. It's a tiny state. 967,000, or roughly a million people are locked down there. That's the smallest lockdown in the United States. I'll tell you about some of the other states when we come back. There are 17 states that have ordered 100% of non-essential workforce to stay at home to help curb the spread of the corona panic. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
Design Better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwendolyn Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. And I'd like to put this in perspective. The current population of Australia is about 25 million people. And here are some lockdowns. These are measures that some of the states, 17 of them in the United States, have taken to help curb the spread of the corona panic. California has locked down 39.5 million people. That's about 1.5 times. It's over 1.5 times the population of the country of Australia. Connecticut, 3.5 million. As I mentioned, Delaware, 967,000, or almost 1 million. Hawaii, 1.42 million. I'm just going to round these numbers, okay? So Hawaii, 1.5 million. Illinois, 12.75 million. Indiana, 7 million. Louisiana, 5 million. Massachusetts, 7 million. Michigan, 10 million. Nevada, 3 million. The Garden State, New Jersey, 9 million. The Empire State, New York, 20 million. Ohio, 12 million. Oregon, 4 million. Pennsylvania, 13 million. Washington State, 8 million. West Virginia, 2 million. That's now. Now that might change in 20 minutes. But that's what's happening, because this is real. And if you choose to share with us what other broadcasters are saying, I think we'd be interested in hearing this. Your entire class would be interested in hearing it, because I have this belief that people are saying this is a hoax, this is a fraud. I think they're still saying that. But I don't listen to the radio, so I don't know. So maybe you can share that with your class. If you decide to do that, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Any comments on that, Gwyneth?
Well, what I can say is that the so-called government response, you know, I'm calling them the so-called government because at this stage they're not there for any of us to rule for our benefit. Okay. Their response is pure tyranny, and it is designed basically to crush us and bring in a lot of things that they would like to bring in. The disease is a genuine disease. It is genuinely quite deadly. But the world has had at least one deadly pandemic every 70 or 80 years, basically for the whole history of the world. So massive pandemics that go and kill a bunch of people are actually nothing new on the planet. And we could cope with it on our own, but their interference in our coping mechanisms is going to kill the economy of Australia, the United States, and basically the whole planet. Because, you know, before, it would be like the old, the sick, the weak, the stupid would be killed, and those who took precautions against whatever epidemic or pandemic was sweeping the planet, they would be the ones who survived, the ones who could think for themselves. But these people, their response is killing the economy, okay, putting everybody on a government payment, you know, and making sure that they cannot run any type of business of their own. This type of official response to a pandemic is completely unprecedented. Like I said, the world's had pandemic at least once every 70 or 80 years for the whole history of the world. And some of these pandemics, locally in particular places, like, for instance, you know, London in England would have a bubonic plague outbreak. And it was really, really common back in the day when London was having plague outbreaks for about, up to half the population or 90% of the population.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is now the new U.S. epicenter for the coronavirus. Top health officials are now saying it's a high-risk area for the virus, and it could easily spread from there. They're now urging isolation for any recent travelers to the Big Apple. With more than half of the new U.S. cases emerging from that area, medical experts say if you've been to New York recently, you need to isolate yourself.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others.
Dr. Deborah Birx says that guideline applies to everywhere in the city. Vice President Pence is urging those people in the city to avoid non-essential travel.
We have to deal with the New York City metropolitan area as a high-risk area.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging the government to help with medical equipment. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, there's something very interesting about Prince Charles. And Prince Charles has tested positive for the coronavirus and is self-isolating in his home on the Balmoral Estate. And that was revealed yesterday. And he's 71 years old. The Prince of Wales is 71 years old. He has a mild form of the illness and is with his wife, Camilla, well, second wife. The Duchess of Cornwall who has tested negative so far and is without any symptoms. So the royal source said that Charles' doctor, the most conservative estimate was he was contagious on March 13th, 24 hours after briefly meeting with his 93-year-old mother, the Queen. And a Buckingham Palace spokesman has said Her Majesty remains in good health. The Queen is following appropriate advice with regard to her welfare. Charles has fallen ill after meeting with a coronavirus-stricken Prince Albert of Monaco, who tested positive 5 days ago after he sat opposite Charles at a Water Aid event in London on March 10th. So,
Vincent, I have some very important news regarding this very topic that I learned about today. And I'm sorry I didn't email you this information earlier. I had so much going on, you know. Which, like I said, you know the details of it. But I've got some really, really vital news that has been reported in the Australian press just today, okay? And I don't know if this has made it to the international press yet, but it's making it to the international press now. It was reported in the New Idea magazine this week that they are reporting that they have a royal source close to Prince Charles, Camilla, the Queen, and all the rest of them. And it is likely that both Her Majesty and Prince Charles will abdicate within a month because of the coronavirus. That is absolutely massive news, and that means that within a month, we basically could have Prince William and Kate, you know, Princess Kate, could be the King and Queen of England. That was reported in the New Idea magazine, which is on sale in Australia this week. I'm not sure if it's found anywhere online, but I bought the print magazine today. I have it. So it's jaw-dropping news, isn't it?
Well, in the United States...
Oh, guess what? And Prince Harry's got a girlfriend. And no one's surprised.
You mean another girlfriend?
Prince Harry is dating a blonde movie star.
Huh. Is she black, too?
No.
Okay.
She's blonde.
Well,
he was photographed with this blonde, you know, lady. And apparently they were having a really, really good time. And
maybe he's
down in Vancouver with Meghan Markle. But apparently he's not so locked down that he can't afford... that he can't go out and, you know, have a really good night out with one of his girlfriends. So I don't quite know what Meghan has to say about all of that, but it just goes to show, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does. And when you mentioned the Queen may be abdicating, there was information that was available to us in the United States that... that Prince William is stepping in for doing duties right now. And the way I read the news about the Queen and Prince Charles, yes, he has it according to the news, but it is absolutely silent as to whether the Queen has it. You know, they indicate that she's taking care of herself. Well, I kind of think that it's likely, but I don't know this for a fact, that she has been exposed and she may be infected with the coronavirus. So isn't that interesting? And there you have it. So the guy, Harry, who threw it all away could have moved up so many notches on that ladder in the UK government. He could have moved right up very close to the top, but he threw it all away. He fell for it. And what an idiot. Well, speaking of idiots, those two, Harry and Meghan, are advising people on what they should do about, washing your hands. And so the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have shared advice on keeping safe during the coronavirus panic. And they tell followers, can you imagine being a follower of those two? They told their followers to wash their hands often and avoid touching your face. Now, those two guys, that couple, have decided to live on Vancouver Island for now. But they want to go to California. But California's kind of locked down. So who knows what's going to happen to them. But those are the guys who are flying around on airplanes, jet-setting from continent to continent, telling you to wash your hands. Wouldn't it be interesting if they have spread it from London to Canada, in addition to all the other people who have spread it? Wouldn't that be interesting? Do you have much respect for Harry and Meghan, Gwyneth? I don't.
My respect for Harry is going down by the day, basically. Because, you know, he's basically, he's behaving like the millennials. Apparently there's this word that has been coined for this type of weak, yes-man type husband, and that is called a simp, S-I-M-P. And I'm not quite sure what simp actually stands for, but it means, as far as I can tell, like something like simpering or a yes-man, okay? And I would say that is exactly what Prince Harry has become. He's become a yes man. In other words, Meghan makes the decisions, and then she says, hey, what do you think about this, darling? And he says, oh, yes, that'll be fine. And he just says yes to whatever she decides. And so, that she's the one who ends up making the decisions. And he should be taking more of a leadership role. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, call me old-fashioned, but I believe that if you have the good fortune to be in a marriage, you know, and have a mum and a dad and, you know, the kids, that the man needs to be the one to step up to the plate and make most of the major decisions. And the woman needs to be there in a support role. And the support team's really, really important, you know. But I never, you know, my husband died in 2003. I had a three-month-old baby at the time, and I had a two-year-old baby. And I had no choice. I had to become the mum and the dad of the family. And I had to become very strong. I had to become very hostile towards anyone who would seek to come in and disrupt family, especially people, for instance, from the police and from the families department. Oh, I had a visit from the Victoria Police earlier on this week. I emailed you regarding that. Apparently the Loddon Shire is still trying to pursue this debt, and they, there is a particular, I will tell the story, Vincent, but I won't name names. Okay? Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Yes. The Victoria Police, came, and they were apparently sent by a particular woman who works at the Loddon Shire Council, whose name is known to me, but whose name I will not broadcast, because she is applying for a intervention order against me. because she apparently, I scare her. Apparently she's frightened for her safety because of me. She thinks that I'm sitting outside the council chambers spying on her. She thinks that I'm tracing up her home address and her car number plates and her phone number, and she thinks that I'm really out to get her. And you know something? None of the above is true. Because I live 20 kilometres out of town and I have no motor vehicle, so even if I was inclined to stalk this woman, which I'm not, it would be pretty nigh impossible for me to do so because I don't have a car. I don't have one that works. I have one that I have a farm truck that sits in the paddock and it's broken. It does not work. But it is actually mind blowing. And so I was invaded by the Victoria Police. Two members of the Victoria Police this time. They didn't send the whole kit and caboodle of six members of their gang and three patrol cars like they did the last time. They only sent two this time. They had this, and this particular police officer, who is known to me, who is well known to me, who has, you know, mostly not treated me well in the past, he basically said, do you agree to this document? He said, I'm here to give you this document. Do you agree to it? And I said, how can I agree to it if I haven't even read it? I grabbed it off him anyway, and I said, now get off my land, because that is called trespass. When they come onto your land and they are not invited, and I insisted on escorting them down the driveway, and I read the document, and they described my past behaviour as being hostile. And I look at it this way. I live 20 kilometres out of town. I live on a farm. I don't have a motor vehicle. And, and if I get somebody coming onto my land,
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, class, live in Australia, and she's sharing some news about the situation of trespass where the government invaded her property, and then she was accused of being hostile. The same exact thing happened to me here in the United States, where the census workers came onto my property, unannounced, uninvited, and I was polite to them. And they put in their database that I was uncooperative and hostile. Same nonsense. But it's on my record, and I'm pretty sure it's on your record as well, Gwyneth. And
it's like this, Vincent. Not this time, but the previous time, okay, that the police invaded my land, and that's the only word that I could use to describe it. Six officers and three cars in a little farm out in the middle of nowhere, okay? And they all rocked up, and they all came up my driveway, and they would not leave, okay? I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified because one of these officers, okay, had actually had a role to play. What happened before that, okay, was that one of my friends was assaulted by a police officer at a tavern in this area, and my friend was assaulted so severely by this police officer in an unprovoked attack that she spent a week in hospital. And she had a bowel injury because of this attack, and she will never poop properly again in her life. That is how severe the attack was. And one of those police officers that came onto the land on the previous occasion, okay, stood by and watched the whole incident. Okay, and that was a completely unprovoked attack. These guys are vicious. They are really, really dangerous. And when they come onto my land, I do not feel safe. I fear for my safety. And I don't fear for my safety like they say that they fear for their safety. I genuinely fear for my safety. And my reaction is to get hostile towards them because I want them to leave. I think that if I show myself weak, that it increases my chances of having, you know, something happen to me. You know, I think that they take softness as being weakness, and I don't intend to show that I'm soft, basically. And I'm not going to go hurting anyone in any unprovoked attacks, you know. And I have never, ever hit them, and I never would hit them first. But if they hit me, I'm going to defend myself. Because if I don't, then I'm going to be seen as an easy target. And they're going to keep hitting. They're going to hit again and again and again, and it's probably going to go very badly for me. That's, they're completely vicious. And my friend will never poop properly again in her life. That's what the doctors say. That's the background, what's going on in this story. And they have the cheek to say that I'm the one who's a dangerous threat when the Loddonshire Council, and in particular this particular council worker, who will remain unnamed as long as I am fit and alive and healthy and walking around in the universe, she will remain unnamed. But if I'm, if anything happens to me, then her name will be published through various sources all over the planet. But I don't like to think about that because if that ever happens, I'm probably not going to be alive to see it. And I don't like to think about that. I don't fear death. But I want to grow to be an old woman. And I've seen in my life, I've seen friends get assassinated. I've had an assassination attempt on my own life. And I've had another friend, well, one friend had her throat cut in front of her children. This was in Western Australia. That was Heather Glendinning. And her children's throats were cut, and then her throat was cut. I should have, you know, but this is the sort of vicious things that are going on here in Australia, and she's dead. Heather Glendinning is dead. She was viciously murdered, and the police covered up the whole thing. And it was the, you know, very same blue team members in Geraldton that were responsible for covering that up, that were responsible for giving me such a bad time.
We're going into a break. When we come back, I'll tell you what's happening with Amazon. You won't believe it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.